getting ready for the start of the 2014 training camp, counting down the top 10 storylines with Andrew Mason and Phil Milani. I'm Chris Hall. Thanks for watching. And today what we're going to talk about is the return of not one, but several injured players that did not make it to New York last year or Super Bowl 48. Guys, this team is going to get back. And we're talking day one of training camp. We're going to be out there playing. Andrew, there's so many. What kind of sticks out the most as being, man, I'm sure glad that guy's back.
Well, on offense, I think you start with Ryan Clady, the left tackle. I mean, just having an all-pro blindside protector for Peyton Manning, that upgrades the entire offense. And Chris Clark's emergence when Ryan Clady was hurt last year is what allowed the Broncos to shuffle the offensive line up a little bit. And then on the defensive side, obviously Von Miller, absent for the playoffs, when he gets back to full strength, he's going to have an impact. But I'd also take a look at Chris Harris coming off a torn ACL. He missed the Super Bowl. And Kevin Vickerson, a guy a lot of people forgot about, with Terrence Knighton emerging at defensive tackle late last season. He's coming back from a hip injury, and he makes that defensive tackle core look a heck of a lot deeper than it did going into last year's playoffs.
One thing we do on DenverBroncos.com is we mic up players during the season. Phil usually shoots those segments. Phil, Andrew just touched on guys that you mic'd up last year. You kind of watched ISO'd, just watching them, and we've had a chance to see these guys through the offseason come in, go through their rehab, get better. Who are you looking forward to seeing out there? And
the one guy that you look at is like a guy like Derek Wolfe, who's just like, he doesn't even look like how he did last season. Last year, just had all that weight loss. Now he comes up, he's standing at the podium, and you could just see his chest. He looks like the old Derek Wolfe, maybe even bigger, Chris. And just, I mean, you just name all the guys, you just go down the list. You talk about the free agents they brought in. Never mind all those guys. Look at all the guys coming back from injury. It's like a totally different, especially on defense, it's like a revamped defense coming in here for the 2014 season.
Yeah, it's certainly fun to think about what this team will look like at full strength when you think about all those guys they did bring in the offseason. We'll get to see all that. These guys come together, start getting ready for week one against the Colts once training camp starts. We've got plenty more storylines to get to, though, before the end of July, and you'll find all of them right here on DenverBroncos.com.